The World is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, proudly supporting Be the Beat, an online sudden cardiac arrest awareness program from the American Heart Association that teaches teens simple steps that can save a life. More at bethebeat.heart.org. And by Bank of America, 1 year into a 10-year, $1.5 trillion investment in low to moderate income communities.
I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. President Obama says an agreement has been reached at the Copenhagen Climate Summit. He described it as meaningful and unprecedented, but he acknowledged that, quote, we have much further to go, and the agreement will not be legally binding. The World's environment editor Peter Thompson is at the summit in Copenhagen. Peter, what exactly has been agreed to?
Well, most of us here in the building in Copenhagen still do not know the specifics of this deal. We haven't seen anything in paper. We've been reading some wire service reports and hearing whispers around the room. But one of the key elements is this compromise on verification of emissions by developing world countries. That was the major sticking point here on the last day of negotiations. The U.S. was insistent that China and India and other large developing countries be able to report report their emissions, and that other players be able to verify those emissions. China was refusing to do that, and apparently there is some language in this new document that gives ground on that, that doesn't allow the sort of intrusive enforcement that China was afraid of, but gives considerable ground on providing information and allowing independent verification.
So if the treaty isn't legally binding, what good is its verification?
Well, nothing is legally binding at this point, but I think that what we're dealing with here is a question of good faith. I mean, clearly these have been excruciating negotiations, and I think that there is a lot of incentive for people to act on what was agreed to here in good faith. Now, I'm sure that there will be considerable disagreement on exactly what was meant by what was agreed to here. It's going to be the subject of continuing negotiations. There are no deadlines written into this process, as far as we know yet, in terms of the next steps. But I think that a tremendous amount of good faith was put into this last day of negotiations, and there will be a lot propelling people out of this based on that.
Mr. Obama said it'll be some time to get a legally binding treaty. How much time are we talking about here, and is anybody talking about another Copenhagen to follow up on this?
Well, no, I don't think they are. I mean, before we came in here, we thought that this would be kicked ahead till next year to finish things up in Mexico City, perhaps in the summer or this time next year. It looks like they have basically pulled that off the table. The only date that I saw in the most recent version of the draft was 2016. Who knows whether that even stuck, but that is considerably farther ahead for a final deal than 2010.
Now, U.S. Senator John Kerry says the deal will prompt the Senate to pass climate control legislation, and Nicolas Sarkozy patting himself on the back and everybody else for all the countries signing up to the $100 billion annual assistance for poor countries by 2020, and President Obama saying the world must work toward a binding agreement. Is this all that was not achievable at the summit? Is this all of an admission that Copenhagen was kind of a failure?
Well, I suppose so, but I've been thinking about this in the last hour or so, and I think that, you know, 2 years ago, 192 countries, that included the U.S. under Bush, agreed to come here to Copenhagen for these 2 weeks to sign this legally binding deal to dramatically cut greenhouse gas emissions and to try to avert the worst effects of climate change. But of course, it's always easier to promise to do something in the future than it actually is to do it when the time comes around. And these 2 weeks have really proven that in spades. It looks like we will be coming out of here with far less than had been promised, but when you think about it, perhaps no less than should have been expected given the enormity and the complexity of the challenge, because in a way what was on the table here was really no less than a wholesale remaking of the global economy in some ways to account for the huge costs of pollution that have now gone almost entirely unaccounted for, and then also to put an economic value on things that nature has always provided for free, like forests absorbing carbon and storing it. So a comprehensive deal was going to be almost impossible to get. So when you step back for a minute, which I admit it's hard for anybody in this building really to do right now, it may be that what's apparently been accomplished here might be more significant than it first appears, even if it's really less than had been hoped for. It seems like it's a few small steps, but perhaps some very significant steps forward in dealing with a challenge that, by everybody's admission, is far beyond anything that anyone here has ever tried to confront before.
Okay, Peter, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot. Peter Thompson, the World's Environment Editor, speaking with us from Copenhagen, where he's been all week. Thanks a lot, Peter.
Thank you, Marco.
Whatever comes out of Copenhagen,